You must be pretty happy with that one, Dave.
Oh, it was a good start. Yeah, it was. We saw some of the things we've been working on. Obviously, the next layer of our plan was probably to add a little bit of offense to the game. And today we saw a little bit of that. We've still got a bit of work to go with the finish and the execution. So still a work in progress. But I think our fans and supporters should be excited from what they saw out there tonight.
Cripps and Cruiser both looked pretty dangerous when they were up there.
Yeah, they're very good players and they got forward. So we got plenty of rotations in terms of players playing different positions and both impacted on the ball and forward. So it's a great advantage to have.
How much of a focus has that been, the rotating forwards, through the forward line?
Oh, we've got a lot of depth, we think, in our playing list, and there's quite a bit of versatility. So to have guys that can play there, whether it's a day where you can use it to your advantage or sometimes a player's not having a great day and gives them another chance to get into the game. So to have guys, our leaders like that, to be able to play in both areas and be strong, I think it's a great position to be in.
How much easier does it make when the ball movement through the corridors so fluid like it was tonight?
So fluid, well, it's there were some really good signs. And like I said, I think for the players, I think they enjoyed it. I think for the fans, hopefully they enjoyed it. And they saw the, like I said earlier, the next layer, that's the next area for us to grow as a group. We still want to make sure that we're strong in defence and our contest work. And I think we saw that tonight. And as a group, we're going to continue to get better. And that's the three areas of the game we want to get better at. But we've definitely put some focus onto the offensive side of the game. And I thought tonight we saw that. And the fans seem to enjoy it, the ones out there tonight.
You have to be pretty happy with Paddy Dow, first up.
Look, one of the things we've been working on is that synergy of a playing group, and to have guys like that come in and play the way he did, to see Dow play, to play with Cripps and the other midfielders, and I think we all saw his, I don't know if it's got out yet, but he lost his two front teeth, I think, tonight. So when you've got a first-round draft pick willing to put his head over the ball like that, I think it gives his players a lot of belief and trust in him, so... I think it's exciting.
So which incident was that?
I'm not sure which one, but that's the feedback I got. Sorry, it was in the first half because I saw him at half time. I had to have another look. I saw his dentist. Unfortunately, I saw too much of my time here myself.
Is he getting him back? Is he going back in?
I'm not sure.
You don't know if he was wearing a mouth guard, do you?
I'm not sure. I don't know the details, but what I do know is he puts his head over the ball and he looked really strong around the contest and his burst out and his explosiveness was very exciting.
How exciting that one passage where he took the ball out of the centre and found Levi on the lead.
Yeah, look, it's hard to defend when the ball comes out of the middle like that. So if we can get guys to do that and to sort of compliment to the guys around him, Matthew Kennedy, Cripps around him, you get some good strong blokes and you get Dow and Murph using it and getting on the outside and running forward. It gives you a really good balanced mix. So hopefully that continues to grow and that synergy chemistry we've talked about, it just gets better each week. It's one step. It's probably the first little layer going forward, but we're really keen to keep growing that and... winning culture is a good culture. The boys hung tough fourth quarter to win the fourth quarter and things like that was really pleasing as a coach.
Jared Garland, how's he doing with that shoulder?
Yeah, I'm not sure. We didn't want to risk him. He definitely came off after he heard it, but I'm not sure. And we didn't want to risk him this time of year. You don't really want to risk anyone. So probably tomorrow we'll know a little bit more.
You had to be impressed with that tackle though. He smashed Stephen.
No, it's exactly what you want. When you're new to a club, one way of earning respect and trust is doing efforts like that. And he's challenged in that area. That's what we want all our players to be able to do. So to see him do that, I think his teammates would be really proud of him.
What about the lights we were talking about before the game? How'd you find them?
Not too bad from where I was. Look, to be honest, I was focusing on the game. I didn't really pay too much attention to it. Was it like the MCG? Probably not, but both teams were playing under it. So it wasn't too bad, I don't think. But, didn't phase. As a coaching group, we weren't spending too much energy on that one.
And Darcy Lang, well, what did he miss tonight?
Darcy's got a sore ankle, so he's... he didn't play in either of the games today. So I think we're tracking for round one at the moment, but... that's an ankle.
And those two boys that came out, Wiedering and Petrescu Seaton, are they long term, but are they reasonable sort of issues?
We hope they're right for the next game. Yeah, we hope they're both right for the next game. So we would have loved to have had it out there, but get a couple of guys an opportunity. And I think Hawthorne, JLT2 in Hawthorne, the boys will be up and going.
Any other injuries tonight?
Not that I'm aware of yet.
Everyone else kept their teeth?
I think so.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks, Dave. Thank you. Good on you.